suffered more than you ever. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome again to our study on Psalm 119. And I trust that you have your Bible ready to go through this psalm with me as I teach on this psalm. I trust that you will learn from the Word of God and apply these words to your hearts. We are now at the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and this is the heading for the next eight verses. Verse 33 said, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end." Teach me, O Lord. We need the Lord to teach us his ways. Teach me, O Lord, the path of your written law. Teach me, and I shall obey it to the end. And when we learn the word of God, we will be able to obey it. So we need to learn the word of God. We need to ask the Lord to teach us so that we can learn the word of God. When we learn the word of God, then we will see that change in our behavior. And this comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the fifth letter, as we spoke about earlier, of the alphabet, it means breath of the Creator. And that's the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is able to teach us the word of the Lord and help us to obey it to the end. We don't want to just obey it for a while, but we want to continuously obey the word of God. And the word of God reminds us that those who endure to the end, we want to obey to the end. Give me understanding, verse 34, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. So the psalmist here was saying, give me understanding, and I will practice thy word. Yes, we need to practice the word of God. We don't want to just have head knowledge of his word, but we want heart knowledge of the word of God, that it will become our lifestyle, our everyday practice. So his psalmist said, give me understanding and I shall practice thy word. Yes, I shall observe it wholeheartedly. We want the word of God to be wholeheartedly observed. We don't want to be divided in our heart, part of it for the world and part for the Lord. We want to be completely saturated in his word and practicing his word in every aspect of our lives, bringing honor and glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 35 said, make me to go in the path of thy commandment, for therein do I delight. Cause me to walk according to your ways, Lord, for in your words I take pleasure. Do we take pleasure in the word of God? When we hear of the word mentioned, is there a fire ignited in us? Do we become excited about the word of God? We want the word of God to become pleasurable to us. We want the word of God to be something that kindle that fire in us. Verse 36 says, incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn my heart, he was saying. Incline my heart, there mean turn my heart unto your testimonies, towards your precepts, and not to envy. Many times we are turned to covetousness instead of turning to the testimonies of the Lord. Instead of our hearts be unto God, we have turned to covetousness. We are turned to riches. For the word of God tells us where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. So he said, turn my heart unto your testimony. Turn my heart to your word. Has the word of God become our treasure? If the word of God is our treasure, that is where our heart will be, towards, inclined towards the word of God. Let us pray today, ask the Lord to incline our hearts towards his words, towards his truth, that we will be people who will represent him well. And let us not turn to envy. Let us not turn to the things of the world. And let us not have a divided heart, but a heart that is inclined towards God. Turn away mine eyes, verse 37. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Turn my eyes away from useless things. Things that turn my eyes away from the things of the world. Turn away my eyes from things that will not benefit me. And revive me in your way. Revive me in your way, Lord. Make me delight again in the things of you. Bring me back to that place of wanting more and more and more of your word. Being hungry for your word. The word of God tells us that those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And we need a revival in the body of Christ. We are praying for a revival, and we believe when we turn to God and with our whole heart and said, Lord, turn my eyes away from vanity. Turn my eyes from looking on the things of the world, and revive me according to your way, according to your character, according to your will. Then we will see revival in our lives. But we have the purpose in our hearts to turn our eyes to God, to turn our hearts to him and ask him to turn away our eyes from vanity. Verse 38, he said, establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. So settle your word in the heart of your servant. Settle your word in me, O God, because I'm committed to reverencing your name. I am committed to walking in your fear, O God. So settle your word in my heart. Settle your word in my heart. And if our hearts are prepared, if our hearts are pure, if our hearts, then the word of God will have that place to settle in us. So we want to ask the Lord to cleanse us. The psalmist had said in the earlier verses, he said, how can a young man cleanse his ways? But by taking heed to the word of God. So as we take heed to the word of God, he will settle his word in our hearts so that we will be committed to walking in humble reverence to his great name. Verse 39 said, turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Keep me from the shame that I am afraid of, for your justice are good. So, Lord, turn away my reproach. Anything that is coming to bring me shame, turn it away. Turn away the things which I fear might bring shame to me. Turn it away. For you are the God of justice. Verse 40 said, behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Look, Lord, I have yearned for your laws. Are we yearning for him? Are we hungry for him? Are we hungry for the word? We want to be hungry for the word. Revive me in your righteous ways. Only the Lord can revive us. Only he can revive us. The word of God tells us in Psalm 85, the psalmist cry out, turn us again, O God, unto you. revive us. We can't revive ourselves. Only the Holy Spirit can quicken us. Only He can revive us. And He is waiting for us to call upon Him and to ask Him to revive us again. Lord, I have yearned for Your laws. We pray for a yearning among God's people. We pray for a longing for the Word of God in us to find that settled place in our hearts so that we can be revived in His righteous ways. We want a revival. We will get a revival when we run back to the Word of God. When we cry out again and said, Lord, incline my ears to hear Your word and to follow You. And the Lord will hear us and He will revive us again. Lord, revive us again, because we are willing and we are ready to go Your way and to walk in humble obedience to Your will. I'm going to begin the next 8 verses, which is headed by the letter Vav, which is a 6th Hebrew letter, and it means hook or peg. Vav is the power to unite everything that is separated in creation. So we continue on verse 41 of Psalm 119. It said, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. And the psalmist was saying, allow your steadfast love to come also unto me, O Lord, even your deliverance, according to your word. Verse 42 said, so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in the Lord. He said, I shall have the correct answer for him that troubles me, because I have faith in your word. And the word of God says in 1 Peter 3, verse 15, it says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So we as children of God should always have an answer to give to those that ask us of the hope that is in us. We should always be prepared. We should always be ready to speak of the goodness of God and His love, His grace, and His mercy with reverence to God and with meekness. Let us not get puffed up with head knowledge, but let us be meek like Jesus. For His word tells us that Jesus is meek and lowly. So when we speak of God's word, let us speak with meekness and with godly reverence, as the word of God says. Verse 43 said, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. Don't remove your truth altogether out of my speech, for my hope is in your justice. So let our words be always seasoned with salt, bringing grace to the hearers. So let God's words be in our speech daily, that those who hear it will come to understand the grace and the mercies of our God. Verse 44 said, so shall I keep thy laws continually forever and ever. This is what the psalmist was saying. This is how I will obey your word constantly for everlasting. So God's word should not be obeyed only sometimes, but be constantly obeyed for all the time, for everlasting. Verse 45, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. And I will live in freedom, for I seek after your instructions. And when we seek after God's instructions, and when we purpose in our hearts to walk according to His will, then we will walk in freedom. Jesus Christ came to set us free. And his word said, those whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So we as children of God need to walk in the freedom that Christ has purchased for us. We don't want to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We want to walk in God's liberty. And only his words can set us free. For Jesus Christ himself is the word, and he is the Son that set us free. So we want to walk in the freedom that he has given us by obeying his instructions. Verse 46 said, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. We have to be bold in speaking the word of God. Let us be confident and speak God's word as the Lord bid us to speak. We don't want to be going around and not being certain of who we are, but we want to speak with boldness and declare our confidence in him. The word of God said in Romans 1 verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. So we want to be faithful witnesses for Christ Jesus. We want, the psalmist was saying, I'll be your witness also before earthly rulers and will not be ashamed. So wherever we go and whoever we come in contact with, let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but let us speak his word with boldness, knowing who we are in him. Verse 47 said, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. I will find pleasure in your words, which I love. Let us love the commandment of the Lord. Let us remember his commandment to us, telling us that this is the commandment, as he said in John 15, that I have given you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And let us remember Jesus' commandment to us, to love God the Father and to love one another as he has loved us. So let us keep God's commandment in loving him the way that he said we should, and also in loving others. Verse 48 said, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. The psalmist was saying, I will praise your name because of your truth, which I love, and I will ponder your written laws. Let us come to that place of meditating upon the word of God. Let that word be so sweet to our taste. Let us not turn from the word of God, but let us give praise and glory and honor to God, because his name alone is worthy to be praised. The psalmist said, I will praise your name because of your truth. So we want to praise the name of Jesus in good times and in bad times, and continuously meditate upon his words. Zion, we are now at the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Zion, which heads the next eight verses that we are going into. And this letter of the alphabet means, it's a symbol of spirit sustenance and struggle, and it is shaped like a sword. Verse 49 said, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. So he was saying, be reminded, O God, of the word that you have given unto your servant upon which I build my hope. Hebrews 11 verse 1 said, no, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we have to remember the word that God has given unto us so that we can walk by faith. We might not be seeing what we have been promised, but we know it is there because it is tangible, because God is God and he alone is trustworthy, and his word alone can be trusted. So we want to hold firmly to the word of God and not allow our faith to waver. We want to be steadfast, unmovable, in our faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 50 said, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word have quickened me. The psalmist was saying, your word brings relief when I am afflicted, for your word revives me. People of God, the word of God is spirit and it is life. So the psalmist was saying here, your word brings relief when I'm afflicted. And many times we are going through affliction and we turn to so many other different things for us to get relief. But God is saying to us today, we can find relief in his word. He's calling back his people to his word, for his word is alive and active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it will bring relief to troubled soul. Jesus Christ, when he was leaving, before his crucifixion, as he spoke to his disciples, he said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Many things are coming to cause our hearts to be troubled, but the word of God brings relief. The Lord is calling back his people to his word. For your word revives me, the psalmist said. Your word brings life to me. Your word quickens me. It revives me. It brings life. Jesus spoke and he said, my word is spirit and it is life. Let us turn to the word and find life and find hope, find peace, find rest in times of trouble and affliction. Verse 51 said, the proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. The arrogant, the stout-hearted, those who have scoffed at me frequently. There are so many scoffers out there. People will laugh at us. People will scorn us and say, oh, they are there again, you know, playing. You know, people will see us and laugh at us and wants us to feel like we are less off. But God is saying to us today, let us not decline from the law of God. Let us not turn from his word, but let us remember what the Lord has spoken to us. And no matter how much they scoff, how much they laugh at us, how much they ridicule us, they will do that. They have done it to Jesus. They will do it to us too. Let us not forget. Let us consider Jesus, how he endured the contradiction of sinners. And let us not become weary and faint in our minds. These things will come upon us. But as the psalmist said, yet have I not turned away from your words. So don't let what other people are saying or what other people are doing to help to cause us to turn from the word. The psalmist made up in his mind that he will not turn from the words of God. Verse 52, I remember thy judgment of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. So he brought back to his memory the word of God. I brought to memory your justice in the past, O Lord. So let us look back and see where the Lord has brought us from, what he has done for us. Sometimes we have to stop and look back and say, Lord, if you have done it before, you will do it again. So he said, it brought to memory your justice in the past, O Lord, and this brings comfort to me. Let us comfort ourselves with the word of God. Let us know that the Lord Jesus Christ has sent the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, and he lives in us. Let us not quench him. Let us not grieve him away, but let us allow him to do the work in our lives that he's sent to do. Jesus said, it is expedient that I go. For if I don't go, then the Comforter will not come. So it's very necessary. It's to your advantage that Jesus went back to heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. But he sent the Blessed Comforter to be with us, to help us, to aid us in every aspect of our lives. Verse 53 said, horror has taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. The psalmist said, I am terrified because of the wicked acts of those that have turned their backs on your word. And many times we look and see how people just turn their backs on the word of God. They have no inclination towards the things of God, and it does hurt us at times. We want everybody to be saved. We want everybody to be going the way of the Lord, but it is not so, and it does hurt. The psalmist said it hurt him. He became terrified because of the wicked acts of those that have turned their backs on the word of God. We want to know that God sees and he knows everything. Let not our hearts be troubled when we see all these things happening, but let us look unto God and hold firmly to his word. Verse 54, thy statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. Thy written laws have been my joy in this body that I journey in. This is the body that we journey in. This is our house, and this is where the Holy Spirit lives. And if the word of God is alive in us, then we can be joyful along this journey. This journey doesn't have to be burdensome, but we can find joy on the journey because the laws of the Lord is in us, and in his presence there is fullness of joy. Verse 55, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. I have brought to memory your character, O Lord, your name, your character, when it was so dark, and have obeyed thy words. Many times it becomes dark to us. We can't even see the path that we are to take. We can't see clearly, but his word, which is brought to memory. I have brought to memory your character, O God, your name, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The Bible said, the righteous run into it and are safe. So we have to bring to the memory the character of our God. Our God is faithful. He is good. He is merciful. He is just. Our God will take care of their fears of men as we place our trust in him. So when things get dark, when times look dark and we don't even know what to do, let us continue to walk in obedience to God's words. Verse 56 says, this I had because I kept thy precepts. Your character I bear. I find your joy because I obeyed your rules. I bear your character. I am now producing the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, and all the fruit of the Spirit. I now bear them because I obeyed your rules. Let us walk in obedience to the word of God and bear his character. The world is looking on. They want to see Christ's likeness in us. And without the Holy Spirit working us, we can't produce, because it is the Holy Spirit who produces the fruit of the Spirit in us. So as we yield ourselves to him, we are going to be producing that godly characteristics in our life, which the Lord Jesus Christ producing us, bringing us to Christ's likeness. Looking more each day like Jesus, and that should be our goal.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WC.